This shiur was the continuation of a shiur that we had given on Daf Yud Beis. The last recording got cut off in the middle, so we continue on the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. We were discussing the different sources for the different yearly cycles for for different crops and different grains, and we noted that that when it comes to Tilson, the Mishnah says it's based on Mishtitzmach once the seed in the inside grow sprouts, and Tvuah is based on Havah Shlish. And the Gemara wants to know what the source is. Let's again read from HaTvuah Shlish. What's the source for this halacha? Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan, Matuba Mishmei Derbiosag Lili, Amar Krav Miket Sheva Shanim B'Moed Shnasa Shmita B'Chag Sukkos Shnasa Shmita Maya B'chagas Sukkos, why does it say Shnasa Shemitah during Sukkos? It's the 8th year, because Sukkos is already after Rosh Hashanah. So it's no longer Shemitah. So Gemara explains, Ela lo malach, it teaches me, Kol tevuah shehevi'ah shlish b'shvi'is lifnei Rosh Hashanah, any tevuah, any grain that had havah shlish, but it was a third grown in during Shvi'is before Rosh Hashanah, atanoeg bo minag Shvi'is b'shminis, it has kedusha Shvi'is extend into the 8th year. Why? Because Havashlish demarcates that was grown during the Shemitah year. Based on that, we know the source for Havashlish being the demarcating factor for Tevuah and Zaysim. And that's why, even in the 8th year, it has Kedusha Shvi'is. So let's see Rashi Dibra Maskil Hatilson. So, in the middle, towards the upper half of the page, min tavlin, some kind of spice, fenugreek, it's referring to fenugreek, misha titzmach, achar shnas tzmichaso hu misaser, its meiser is based on the year in which it sprouts, v'lo achar shnas likitaso, not during the year in which it's gathered up, which is not true by fruits, we go based on likita by fruits. That the seed sprouts within it. Hatzvuah, dagon, and tirosh, kruin tvuah. Dagon, grain, and tirosh, wine are called tvuah. Kedichsiv, kitvuah, gor, and tvuah, siyakev. Because the pasuk of the word tvuah is used in these psukim, referring to goren, or goren, referring to grain and the winery. Vhazesim, and also olives, yitzhar, that's the word yitzhar in the pasuk. Mishiavu shlish misasrin achar shana shigiu bo shlish bishulam. Once they're a third ripe, that's the year for maaser to go based on. Im shnia im shlish, whether it's the 2nd year or the 3rd year. Minani mila, what's the source for this din? Atvuah vaseisim koi. We're going on tvuah and zaysim. The maaser did who? Doraisa. That Rashi again believes that their maaser is maaser min haTorah. When we know in the basar shlish asli, how do I know go based on shlish for these halachos? Dilu yarek to azel bay rabbanim basar lekita, the ilan to azel bay basar chanata. When it comes to yarek, the rabbanim go based on lekita gathering up, and when it comes to ilan, the rabbanim go based on chanata blossoming. Ma'aser dehu midrabbanon. V'lo mebaya b'hu minalan. The Gemara is never going to ask minalan. How do we know? Because that's all ma'aser midrabbanon. Like Rashi Shita, this is Rashi Shita, the ma'aser yarek and ma'aser ilan is only midrabbanon. Ulekaman mefarish behutamayo. The Gemara Daf Yudalad will explain the svar for these dinim. Yarek mishum de gai zulei kol shaita. V'hadar tzameach v'gadol al megisham shal shnas l'kitaso azol bas l'kita. Because when it comes to yarek, what's the svar here? Mishum de gai zulei kol shaita. V'hadar tzameach. See the Gemara Daf Yudalad. The Gemara Daf Yudalad Aleph explains just 1 second. Because when it comes to Yerek, Rashi explains here, based on the Gemara Daf Yud Daled. I'm not quite sure what this what this is. We'll see on Daf Yud Daled. The Hadar Tzameach V'Galal Me'Gesham Shal Shnas L'Kitaso uses the rainwater of its year of its blossoming. So Azal Be'Basal L'Kita, we go based on L'Kita when it comes to Yarek. This is the Gemara will explain Daf Yud Daled. Ilan Gadal Al Me'Shana Shacharapa, and a tree is grown based on the water that allows it to blossom, shayde sraf shabab b'ilan, because of the sap that comes inside the tree, lifnei chanata, before the blossoming, perosav, lifnei chanata perosav, choltin ubo nigmar, before the blossoming of its fruit, that's when it gets finished, shesara fe'ilan olav nechas pri tamid umenu gader, because the fruits of a tree grow based on the sap. Rashi is giving the svaras, we'll see it based on Daf Yud Daled, for why Elon and mice, Elon and Yarek goes based on Lakita, because of the rainwater that allows it to be, because its primary growth is based on the water that it receives during the year that it's gathered up. Okay. And in Elon, the svara as to why we go based on Chanata is because its primary source of growth is based on the sap that allows the fruit to blossom, and that's during the year where it gathers the water necessary to produce that. So the point is that Rashi is making, these things are only Maestro Midrabanan. So therefore, it doesn't have to give us a source as to why we go based on Likita or Chanata. But Dagan Tirsh V'Yitzar, which are Maestro D'Oraisa, we need a source for. So again, the question is, Maya Vidite, how come Shemitah is mentioned in the Pasuk? Likros Chagas Sukkos, Shebesov Shavashanim Shnasa Shemitah. Why is it called Shnasa Shemitah at the end of the seventh year? Haikvar Yotza Shemitah Mirash Hashanah. Already Shemitah happened from Rosh Hashanah, the Kfar Nechnes Shminis, and the eighth year already came in. El Lomar Loch, it teaches me the following. Lachi Ka'amar, Kra, Yesh Lacha Davar Shushal Shminis, Vu Aser Kishvias. It's the eighth year, but as a Kedusha of the seventh year. Ve'ezo Zo, Tvuas Shvias Shlish. That's the Tvua that was grown a third away from the seventh year. Ulukamam Parech, Mimai de Ba'al Shlish Ka'amar. The Gemara is going to ask in the next ensuing discussion, how do we know a third is grown? The Gemara asks this question, the last line, Yudbez and Mabez, Armli of Zer, Lev Asi, Rav Zer asks to Rav Asi, turn the page to Gimel Alf, V'dumelo Ayo Klal, V'kamer Achmana, Tishamet V'tezel, Ad Chagasukos, maybe it's not a case of something that's grown at all, and the Torah is just telling us that the Kedusha Shvius should extend into the next year until Sukkot, based on the concept of Tosefta Shvius, which we've seen before. Tosefta Shvius means an extension of Kedusha Shvius. So the Gemara says, no, lo saka daitzach, that can't be the pshat. Tichsiv, v'chaga asif b'tzeis hashana, referring to Sukkot, the harvest, the holiday of the harvest at the end of the year, my asif. Why does it say the word asif there? Ilim achag haba mizman asifa. If it means to say that it's the holiday that comes when you gather the fruit out of the field, that's not true. Haksiv ba'aspicha. It's not that it's not true, sir. We already know that from the pasuk of ba'aspicha. So what does asif teaches me? Elamai asif katsir. It's a time when you can. When you can do the harvesting, not just gathering the fruit, but you can actually reap the produce from the field. The Kim Lurabban, the Rabban have an understanding. The Chol Tfuah Sheniktra B'Chag Biyadua Shevia Shlish. Any grain that has been harvested by Sukkot time, we know it's a third ripe. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Kakar Le B'Tzeis Hashanah. There must be a third ripe before Rosh Hashanah happened. And the Pasuk says, B'tzeis Hashanah. It's already considered the previous year. In other words, this is the Raya, the things that are third grown are treated with the status of the previous year. And the Rabbanan know, from the fact that it says, Asif, it must be gathered up. In order to have been gathered up, it must have been a third grown the previous year. And that's why it's treated with Kedusha Shvius. So Rashi explains, the top Rashi, you give him an Aleph. V'dilmalo al klal. Maybe it hasn't grown at all. V'afilu lo etchilu lispashal b'shvias ka'amar rachmana mitzvah shvias l'mashech isura ad chag asukos milachos. Maybe it hasn't been grown at all. There's still a din of kedusha shvias that extends to the next year. Lo sakataitach. It can't be to lishtai kra. The pasuk must be talking in a case of havashlish. To muchach krachrina. Why? Because the chaga asif b'tzeis hashana, the harvest festival at the end of the year. My chaga asif. What is it teaching me? Ile medahahu shem sukkos mishum the bab is manasifa. That's just the name of sukkos because that's when the harvest season is. It's repetitive. It says the same thing twice in the same pasuk. Haksiv bayi kragufei. In that pasuk itself, it says, "Ba'as b'chas ma'asecha," when you gather up your produce. Ela my asif katzir. It refers to the harvest season. What does that mean? V'achik ha'amar v'chag asher hu ba'as b'chas ma'ascha min asadeh. During the holiday in which you can gather up your produce from the field, asif asher atakotzer bo. Eina mishana hanichnas. Eina mishana hanichnas. El mishana hayotzeis. The year that you're gathering from is not considered to be halachically the new year, but rather the previous year, right? Asher atakotzer bo eino mishanech neses, not from the previous year, but from the new year. Not from the new year, rather from the previous year. V'lamedcha kan shektzira chag holich achar shana she'avra, that the when you're harvesting sukkah's time, it goes based on the year that just passed. Why? Because v'kimlu l'rabban, the rabban understand she'amru hatvua achar hashlish. That there must be a third grown. The chol tvush niktaras b'chag. If it's harvested during Sukkot, biyadu shivya shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and that's how we know havash shlish is a din for dagan tiyur shviyitzer. V'kakar l'rabana. The kakar l'in. The Torah still says b'tzeis hashana. That goes based on the previous end of the year. Shehi mishana hayotze. It's coming from the year that just ended. Alma tvua achar shlish. Okay, we'll stop here on the top of your gimel amid aleph.